Good morning and welcome to the chat on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
Good morning, I'm Megan Collier.
And I'm Chuckalicious Chuck Williams.
Right now we're joined by Ms. Helen Benton. She's with the Amarillo Association of Realtors. It's a subject that we all have to face. Half of us don't know enough about it. Taxes, your property taxes, how they're figured, what's the steps, how do they get to that number? They've started a campaign to make sure you know where you're at. Ms. Benton, welcome to the chat.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, I think that this campaign is very interesting. What the information that you've been able to give people in like a 30-second commercial is super helpful. Mm-hmm. But I'm interested in delving into it a little bit more, especially in light with all these discussions about property taxes and property values. And I think everybody is just, this is really a hot topic, especially in our area. So it's a three-step process, right, to determine what your property is valued at. Can you take us through sort of a high level, and then let's dig into each specific space a little bit more, Helen?
Yes, I'd be happy to. The first step is the valuation, and the valuation is the letters everyone got from the appraisal district, which, of course, creates quite a lot of conversation when you get your letter from the appraisal district. This is the market value of your home, and we know all those values went up quite a bit. We've had a lot of high values on our property this year, and they were reflected in the property valuations that everyone got from the appraisal district. Actually, I know Potter County alone, the property values just in the real estate market went up 20%.
Wow.
And I think Randall was right there with it. So that's why we had such a, one of the reasons, you know, one of these hot markets.
So what makes them go up so much and so significantly, so quickly?
Well, it was a nationwide issue, and a lot of it has to just do with supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a housing shortage. And it's not just in Amarillo, but it is nationwide. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think you hit it right on the head when you said it has to do with the supply and demand end of it. The less you have of something, the more expensive or the higher the value gets on it. That makes sense to me.
Well, and it's not just expensive homes. Really, one of our highest demand is for homes for more moderate priced homes, you know, and a lot of times it's homes for people that are in the, you know, workforce. It's homes that people that, you know, first time home buyers. And those are the homes that are really in hot demand and would have a lot of offers on those homes. So it's hard to be a first time home buyer.
When you hear, sorry to interrupt, but when you hear about homes being on the market for literally minutes before they have an above cash, you know, above asking cash offer or whatever, you know that property values are about to just skyrocket, right?
Yes. And then getting back to the valuations from the Potter Randall Appraisal District, they are required by law to price all the properties at market value. And so that is why everyone got their letters at these values, and they were like, oh my gosh, my home went up so much. And so they are required by state law to price these houses, all of our homes, at market value.
The first step is valuation. The next one, and since the last couple of bond proposals, tax hike elections, like we had back in the fall, the next step is budgeting and looking at where each piece of your dollar breaks down and goes to different entities in our community. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and that is a very, very important step because that is where citizens can help. They can get into the process with the budgeting because all the entities, when you get your tax bill, if you actually look at the tax bill, you know, we're paying taxes to the city, to the county, to Amarillo College, to the school district, and some people even have a water district bill on there. Right. So everybody thinks, oh, I just have a big bill to the city, which is, you know, really one of the smaller pieces of the bill. So we have a lot of entities, and you can contact your officials in each of those entities. You can reach out to them. You might not really want to ask for their whole budget, which you could, but it could be, you know, a large document. But most of them have an infographic or some other smaller document that they can share with you, and you can look at where their budget is going, and you could have input. You could go to their budget meetings and see where their money is going. And some of those are starting, you know, now or starting in July, and some of them may go through, you know, the summer into September. But citizens, you know, they're open for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a problem with where you think the money is going, then you can be a part of that process and see how that money is being spent.
Well, you can't. Like you said, you possibly can go to the separate entities like the school district, et cetera, to find out, hey, what's up here? Where are my two or three pennies going? And they could break down their whole budget to you if you want them to, couldn't you?
Yes.
Or couldn't they, rather?
Yes, and they have charts. They really do supply all kinds of charts and graphics. And if you contact them, you could get a 1,000-page budget, or you could get some infographics or something. Yes.
If you're interested in 1,000-page budget reading, yeah, as your reading material, your leisurely reading material.
Some people like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they dig it. Is it a myth, or is it the facts that the largest part that play into the budget are school board, college taxes? Are those the highest things that cut into our dollar of taxes?
Well, I have seen that chart, and I'm trying to remember where I saw it. Mm-hmm. I think in Amarillo, the chart I saw, and I hate to really quote it, mm-hmm. but I know the city in the chart is about a 16 to 17%. I think the school district is a larger chunk, and I think the college is a little smaller chunk. Mm-hmm. But I hate to quote any big percentage because I do not have it in front of me, and I would have to get a pie chart to look at it.
Nothing wrong.
So I guess my question, what is the motivation for you guys as a realtor association? Why do you want to make sure that people know this information? What can they do with it that would be of value to you guys? You know, I mean, this is a campaign. You're investing a fair amount of money in this campaign. Why? What's the point for you guys?
Well, I think our point is information for the public, because I think there's just so much misunderstanding about the taxes. And I think everybody, you know, we're interested in home ownership. We want people to understand about home ownership. But we think when it comes down, you know, people buy a home and they look at their taxes and they think, well, where do those taxes come from and my value and my taxes? And I think it's people need to understand where their taxes are going when they buy a home. And I think that we're just all about all things about homes and home ownership. And it's really, how can we educate our public and clientele about homes and taxes if we don't have a public information campaign? And we just felt like it was serving the public for them to understand about the subject. And I want to say one more thing about the pie, the taxes. If you get your tax bill, you can look at it yourself and you can see each entity where those taxes are going. And that's the best way to understand it.
Get that. The third step and the last step in this process is tax rate setting. And that takes place once the budgets are set. Can you tell us a little bit about what is tax rate setting?
Well, I think that once the entities get their budget and see how much money it's going to take to run their entity, then they know how much money they're going to need. And that is when the tax rate is set. And you know, it's probably out of my league on exactly how that is done, but that's when they set the tax rate. And it may go up and it may go down. You know, with the higher values on the homes, it may not go up, but it could. You know, it just depends on how much money they need, each entity, to run all of their functions.
No, we're probably looking after the pandemic when the housing market kind of hit a big boom. Usually, talking to a realtor a couple of months ago, they said usually there's anywhere from 1,000 to 1,300 properties available to sell that are up for sale. That number shrank to some say 200, 300 mm-hmm. available properties. How overall is that going to affect our economy and your business coming up in the next few months without the property to sell?
Well, it's been a challenge. It has. And it's been a challenge for buyers, especially mm-hmm. because, you know, the housing shortage has been hard. But you want to go out and buy a home and it's like, well, let's see, I'm looking and, you know, it's hard. So I was talking to another realtor and they said, well, I got this nice listing. You know, listings are gold right now because you get a listing and then they sell. And then you're like, well, where are the other listings, you know?
So right.
That's hard. And then for buyers, it's hard for them because it really doesn't matter which price range. I'd say the more expensive price ranges, there's probably more of them mm-hmm. to look at, but that's not what the most people are looking for. Most people are looking for more affordable housing. And realtors are very, very focused on workforce, more affordable housing mm-hmm. right now. We just don't have enough of it, and we are really working on ways to improve more affordable housing. So that is one of our biggest concerns, and it's with the local realtors, the Texas Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. It's a very high priority with us.
Our new operation manager, Bill Dollar, moved here from Georgia, and his wife's still in Georgia, and they're looking at buying a house here. It's funny how 24 hours can affect you. They were right. looking the last couple of weeks for a house. Thursday, that all changed with the rise in the interest rates. The cost of him buying a house just skyrocketed. Do you worry with the feds, with the interest rates changing, and they say there's going to be another hike? Is that going to kill what you could say probably is a boom in real estate right now?
I think it's a big worry. I do. I think it's a very big worry. And we have a large, a very big political action committee.
Right.
And I don't know if they'll have any influence with the feds. This is Helen Benton talking, but you know, I know he's trying to help our inflation, but I do worry about it for home buyers. Regardless, I mean, I just really worry about it for home buyers because it can make a big difference in what you can purchase in your home and your payments and your qualifications. I mean, I have a family member trying to buy homes too, and it's just a very big concern. I know we feel like that's not, you know, I always thought I've sold real estate a long time and I thought, oh, well, when the interest rates got under 10, wasn't that wonderful? But you know, the home prices were not nearly as high then.
Right.
Is there an advantage though to just stabilize it so we all just kind of take a chill pill for a second and like maybe we get better? Is that a thing? I mean, I don't understand real estate. Like, I mean,
I think so too. And maybe it's hoping that the prices will stabilize. Mm-hmm. I'm not an economist either, so yeah. I do not yeah. understand either. And maybe that is. Maybe it's hoping that the prices will stabilize.
Mm-hmm. You can find out more about this three-step process. Go to 806propertytax.org. It'll delve into the valuation. It'll delve into the budget and also talk about the tax rate setting, all getting you ready for the next phase of your property tax. Ma'am, thank you for taking part in being with us today.
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate all you've done to help us get our information out there, and I thank you so much. I appreciate it. And that realtors appreciate it too.
No problem. The Amarillo Association of Realtors want you to know what's on the plate for you. You can check them out at their website or call them for information. And don't forget, 806propertytax.org. Find out all the information about your taxes on your property.